producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
All right, fixed bayonets. We're in overdrive. I'm going to jam in a few final calls here.
Fixed bayonets.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to who's been holding the longest here. Let's go to Ben in Missouri. You're on the air, Ben. Welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you again, Alex. Your guest, as always, is really informative. I wanted to say as well, I got another bottle of Super Male Vitality in the mail this past week after not having it for a few weeks. And, you know, it's not like there was a problem before, but now there's not a problem. And then there's not a problem. And then there's not a problem. So that's,
well, and again, it's not a drug. It's not herbs that hype you up or anything. It's just herbs that get your glands naturally going. All of our glands have been suppressed by the additives and all the garbage. The testosterone of a 50-year-old man is half of what it should be on average. Growth hormones are a lot lower than it should be. And it's just a fact that God's given us natural things of the earth that aren't drugs that have great results. So thank you. Super Male and Super Female Vitality are amazing. Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, well, anyway, like I was going to say, I actually live in a densely populated urban area. I'm in St. Louis City, in one of the safer areas of St. Louis City. My question for your guest is, what are the most important things to get before you need to bug out? So if the worst-case scenario happens and, you know, obviously you make your preparations as you can, but say you only have enough, you know, a truck bed to fill up, what are the things that he would recommend?
I think the most important thing, just to interrupt here, is to pick the right place you're going to go. And then to answer the other lady's question first, what do you do if you don't have money to get out of a major city, Joel?
Well, I agree with you, Alex. It's not a matter of what you can carry with you out, because you may have to walk out. That's why you've got to pick a place and have things stockpiled in advance somewhere, even if it's at a friend's house that's 30 miles out of the city. You want to stockpile fuel. You want to stockpile other things so that if you can get out, you know, and some people, you know, you can get cars, old cars, dime a dozen, stockpiled at a friend's place so that even if you have to walk away, then you can drive once you're out of the areas. But the key is get your stockpiles distributed out so that they're not stuck in the city when you try to leave.
All right, caller, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much for the kind words. We got 20% off on the Super Male and Female Vitality products. If you'll just try them, we could fund our whole operation. If you try them, almost everybody that buys keeps buying. So in the equation, we get enough people to buy it, we're going to be able to really expand this operation because it's that good. InfoWarsLife.com. Let's now go to Gregory in Illinois. You're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
My question, I don't know, Joel, if you were the guest of Alex that predicted that the Ebola outbreak was a stimulus, an Ebola stimulus.
No, he's the one that said that. He thought it was a stimulant and not really Ebola. And yeah, they were just using it as a pretext to learn how to take over in an emergency, which Obama later basically admitted. So they were dragging people away, but it was all just to see what we'd do. Basically, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't intended to become the major plague. They were trying to invent other strains that are more suitable for biological warfare, but they were prepping the areas, and we said the measles thing right now is prepping people for mandatory vaccines.
So it's just all PR brainwashing events, because the doctors were seeing people disappeared. We had them on the show, but who knows what was going on? I mean, we just know there was a cover-up. Anything else, Gregory?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if it really was a stimulant, because that kind of, like, the story just kind of disappeared, and I thought maybe the virus or whatever it was mutated faster than they thought it would.
But they aren't telling us whether or not able to harvest mutated forms. I'm sure they were trying. They were taking blood samples over everything. But it is dying now. The virus is dying out. Most of those areas covered.
And praise God for that. The scary thing is that AP reported in New Jersey they have a secret Ebola center that locals weren't told about. So we know they use it as a pretext to test medical tyranny, disappearing people, just like with measles and the four shots. WorldAffairsBrief.com. That's Joel Skousen's site. Get his book and film at InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. Thank you, Joel.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live, original Monday, the 23rd day of February, 2015 global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Daniel Estulin, Bilderberg Sleuth, got the latest on what really happened at Davos, which is coming up in 2015 in June on the agenda for Bilderberg 2015, and about his new documentary that's coming out. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes, start of the next hour. Then, always informative, we're going to be joined by one of the top preparedness global trends experts out there. Joel Skousen will be joining us to look at different global and domestic developments as well. So please stay with us today. This is a broadcast you're not going to want to miss. Quite frankly, you don't want to miss any of the broadcasts, but this one particularly is going to be jam-packed, and I'm wound up because obviously, you know, I missed some days last week. Here's what's coming up. Coldest months on record, February 2015, could be among the top five ever in the United States. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And this is from mainstream news, CBS. So, but it doesn't matter. The new National Geographic's coming out, and it talks about the war on science. And on the cover, we have the cover tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. It says that climate change is not real. See, notice it's gone from global freezing to global warming being man-made, anthropogenic, to now we're just denying that climate ever changes. No, we've said the climate always changes, and the only constant is change. So notice their bait and switch. The war on science, climate change, does not exist. Vaccinations can lead to autism. We have the CDC's own top scientist as a whistleblower saying they were ordered to cover it up. Genetically modified food is evil. No, we just said that a lot of it, you know, that kills the bugs that eat it, also hurts humans' livers. I mean, they've had to recall Starlink corn and scores of other GMO crops that end up killing the farm animals that eat it. But see, they count on you being ignorant. Oh, my gosh, there's no problem with GMO. Oh, my gosh, these people don't believe that climate changes. No, we said anthropogenic global warming is a hoax, and it's been proven to be one. But that's I just read one headline out of no exaggeration. I've probably got 200 articles in front of me. This is just one stack. Look at this headline. Texas governor says January 1st, we've had more than 20,000 people come across the border illegally. That's the new Texas governor. Greg Abbott told CBS's Face the Nation. Continuing, there's no economic and political freedom without economic freedom. Again, there's no political freedom without economic freedom. Economic freedom is the foundation of all freedom. That's Patrick Barron, von Mises Institute, up on Infowars.com. And that dovetails with this stack of news I'm going to get to. Federal Reserve insider Alan Greenspan warns there will be a, quote, significant market event. Something big is going to happen. And what is that something big? Again, CBS News. 4 of 10 Americans are one bill from disaster. How are we such a great economy when that's the case? ABC News survey finds many Americans on the edge of financial disaster, but the controlled media, at least the politicians most of the time, say that the economy's never been better. But then separately, more and more even establishment types are on television and in print saying, yes, get ready for major economic collapse, and the globalists are prepositioning themselves right now. Meanwhile, CARE praises DHS report that came out last week during the terror summit, the extremist summit, that extremist Muslims were not mentioned at. You cannot make that up. And said that right-wing extremists are the number one threat. We're going to be breaking that down. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has come out and praised the report, warning of libertarians, right-wingers, Christians, gun owner groups, and veteran groups. They agree that's the main threat. This is like a satire novel or something. I mean, if I wrote a comedy novel about what's really going on, people buy it and laugh at it. But then they go, wait a minute, this is really going on. So that then dovetails with this stack of news. And remember the Kenya mall shooting of a few years ago that killed 60-plus people, 69 people, and wounded a whole bunch of others. That was carried out by Boko Haram, which is a Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. And, of course, that then expands down all the way into the middle of Africa, into the west of Africa, in Nigeria, not just Kenya. Well, when I first saw the threats coming out of this Al-Qaeda ISIS group to attack Mall of America and other major malls, I pointed out yesterday, funny they said Mall of America, because if you go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I've been to many times because GCN Radio Network is based there, it's based in between Minneapolis and St. Paul, those two twin cities, almost everybody at restaurants serving you, driving the taxi cabs, at the hotels, are Somali. And there's a government program to bring in Somalis from Somalia as, quote, refugees. and they're constantly getting caught, you know, it's a minority of them, obviously, but cooking stuff up. But don't worry, there'll be no mention that, that unlimited illegal and legal immigration could cause a problem, even though ISIS is saying they're going to immigrate Europe and the U.S. with sleeper cells, because when they strike, they'll just have a summit and blame the Tea Party, like Obama did last week, and the Council on American-Islamic Relations will come out and praise it. They're not coming out and saying, hey, don't blame libertarians, don't use anti-terror laws to go after the American people. Just like we've said, don't use these laws to persecute Muslims. No, no, no. They're saying, good job. Get them. That's the bad guy. Right there. Alex Jones. Ron Paul. A video purporting, this is AP, to be by Somali Al-Qaeda-linked rebel group, Al-Shabaab, urged Muslims to attack shopping malls in the United States, Canada, Britain, and other Western countries. U.S. authorities said there was no credible evidence suggesting a U.S. mall was in the works, even though they said so. The threat by the Al-Qaeda affiliate came in the final minutes of more than hour-long video released Saturday in which the extremists also warned Kenya of more attacks like the September 2013 assault on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi in which 67 out of 69 people were killed. So this is Somali terror group that has attacked malls is saying, and of course the same link group attacked the mall there in India. And it turned out the government knew about that, and the head of the Indian anti-terror force tried to stop him, and he was killed hours before the attack was launched, probably by an inside job. So this is what's being hyped up. This is what's being prepared. And don't worry, when it happens, or when jet airliners get shot down by Stinger missiles given to Al-Qaeda and ISIS by our criminal government, Obama will have a summit. And they will blame veterans and gun owners and libertarians and Christians that have the lowest crime rate of any group in the United States. Again, they had their two-day meeting last week and came out and said the main threat is basically white people. If you slip on a banana peel, white people did it. And again, this is all part of just the divide and conquer strategy. And then they're turning the Middle East over to these radicals who then run around and kill non-radical Muslims. So there you go. Somali extremists urge attacks on U.S. shopping malls. And Minneapolis-St. Paul is loaded with recent immigrants from Somalia. Loaded. This is part of our government immigration program. Threat of attack draws shrugs at North American malls. Reuters. Kenyan president, Nairobi siege, makes comments on the malls. So that's just some of the news I've got on this front here. But I wanted to get into this article, the terrifying rise of ISIS. Map shows how terror groups' tentacles now reach from Algeria to Afghanistan. And if you're watching at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this or just go to the Daily Mail article. They have an excellent map that shows them out of their Iraqi base given to them by the globalists, by NATO 5 years ago, then launching attacks into Syria, Jordan, and Egypt, as well as the West Bank. They're now attacking, again, Libya. They've taken the entire coastal area, as well as Tripoli. And, of course, who cares about the rest? It's all just desert. And now the same groups are spilling into Kenya and as far south and west as Nigeria. And as far east as Afghanistan. And it's all been resettled, re-upped, resupplied by the West on record as the Free Syrian Army. And they've now taken large swaths of Syria and Iraq as their new homeland. And then it says major ISIS stronghold is a black flag. Areas in black are the roads and towns they fully control. And, of course, that's the oil fields and oil pipelines as well. And there's no investigation of who's buying the oil from them. I mean, the government, the federal government says that if you give money to a charity that then gives money to some affiliated group, you can get life in prison, even if you didn't know. But then, meanwhile, the big oil companies are allowed to just sit there with their big ships at the Suez Canal and other areas, the Strait of Hormuz, and load up on this oil that's coming out of those pipelines. This is so obviously the West and Saudi Arabia giving a funding mechanism to ISIS, who then launders the money they make back into Western banks. So there you go. And then when the terrorists attack, they can take our freedoms. The government can grandstand, and that's mission complete. That's how full spectrum dominance works. You control the enemy, you control the response, and you control the people you're supposedly protecting. All this and more. The rest of the story straight ahead. James O'Keefe says he's afraid for his life with his biggest story ever.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. year of quantitative easing and zero interest rate policies by the Fed, we really cannot exit this without some significant market event. And by that, I interpret it being either a stock market crash or a prolonged recession, which would then engender another round of monetary reflation by the Fed. So he thinks something big is going to happen that we cannot get out of this era of money printing without some repercussions, and pretty severe ones, that gold will benefit from.
We're told the economy is so great, and again, Alan Greenspan has reportedly said a significant market event, something big, is going to happen. And then meanwhile, CBS News reports 4 out of 10 Americans are one bill from disaster. Almost 4 out of 10 Americans are living on the edge of financial ruin, given rainy day funds that either match or are lower than their credit card debt. About 24% have more credit card debt than emergency savings, while the 13% have neither credit card debt nor emergency savings. A new survey from Bankrate.com found, while Americans have never been particularly great savers, that's not true, at least in recent decades, many workers are finding it harder than ever to sock away money for emergencies. That's because wages have been stagnant or falling for most. The country's lowest paid workers are the only segment to see significant pay gain last year thanks to minimum wage hikes. But because of inflation, that means nothing. People don't have enough money for unplanned expenses, and if they have more credit card debt than emergency savings, it's a double whammy, said Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. In the event of unplanned expenses, their options are limited. People between the ages of 30 and 49 are in the worst shape. They're supposed to be your top spenders, is between 30 and 49, by the way, folks. That's the part of your life where you spend the most, which is likely due to financial stresses of that age group, such as saving or paying for their children's tuition and paying for higher expenses such as mortgages and child care. Nevertheless, more Americans are in better shape this year than in 2014, the survey found. That's the total whitewash. 58% of workers have more emergency savings than credit card debt, compared to 51% last year. 1/4 of Americans also say they feel more secure in their jobs and are feeling better overall about their debt loads than any time since 2013. So folks are feeling good about being in record debt. And that is what a lot of the studies show. Economically, people are not in good shape, but they feel optimistic, at least if you believe these major studies that are coming out, and it's the way they phrase the questions. But here what we know. Here is what we know. 100 million people plus, it's like 103 million, are not in the workforce. Around 50 million are on food stamps. They say 47 million, but if you count supplemental and other state-type systems, it's more like 55 million are on food stamps. Never before has the debt versus savings ratio been higher across the board. And it's only intensifying. And then what you pay for, you don't get as much value for. Big example is education. And I'm not here being a gloom and doomer, but they sell the idea that being positive will just make things better and create optimism in the economy, and that is the truth if you already have a good economy and aren't a one-crop system. But we don't have an industrial base. Our service base is eroding. Our jobs are being transferred overseas faster than you can keep track of it, and they're bringing in giant skilled but also even larger unskilled immigrant groups to debase and drive down wages. And it hurts every American and doesn't even end up helping the third world. There's a giant sucking sound worldwide. China's getting poorer. Mexico's getting poorer. India overall's getting poorer. It's not industrializing these countries. It's not creating valuable jobs that pay them enough to build a middle-class system that creates stability. Meanwhile, when we come back, Texas governor, since January 1st, we've had more than 20,000 people come across the border. CNS News, that ties into the City of Austin website. Austin Welcoming City, Sanctuary City. We're going to cover how they're basically paying to bring the illegal aliens in. then integrate them into the welfare system. And I'm going to tie that into the CBS News headline from last week. Border Patrol ordered not to arrest drunk drivers if they're illegals. In fact, reprint me that article, please. And the memos, they said it's not your fault.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We have the Trans-Pacific Partnerships and other global agreements right now being pushed through by stealth. They're completely secret. The public is not even allowed to see them. Congress is not allowed to see them. And they're trying to vote for fast track for the president where he doesn't ever have to make any of it public. Did you hear me? Meanwhile, we caught the government last year, and later the New York Times confirmed it, shipping the illegals in and paying for their bus vouchers, where they're then shipped to sanctuary cities like Austin, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois, where the illegals are then basically given driver's license and allowed to vote. Do you remember the House and Senate of Illinois last year unanimously passed a bill to let, quote, anyone in the world come to Illinois and, quote, vote? Why do the feds put up with this? Because the feds are behind it. We have a captured federal government. And they spin the whole thing like, well, you got to accept immigrants and give them free welfare and let them have their babies here. Remember CNN last week? Chinese women by the thousands a month, and now it's growing to the tens of thousands a month. Save their money, fly here a month before they have their baby, check into a hotel, the baby gets citizenship, then they get citizenship, everything paid for, and then the husband is allowed to be brought in because they're now U.S. citizens, because the baby's a U.S. citizen. What was the headline from CNN? There it is. Why Chinese moms want American babies? Should be, you know, how American taxpayers are put on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Yeah, the average birth in the California hospital is $57,000, the LA Times reported last year. $57,000. If you went to China and said, I'm here to have my baby free, they'd arrest you. You go to Mexico and say, I'm here to have my baby free, they would laugh at you. Oh, you can have your baby. We're going to throw you in jail, and Protective Services is going to take your kid, and we're going to adopt it. Oh, but we're not racist. Oh, you're from China? You're from Mexico? You're from Nigeria? Come here and have your baby, and we'll pay for it. Oh, you're Somalis? Oh, you say you want to come over here and blow up the shopping mall? Here, let us bring you in as part of a refugee program. Meanwhile, Texas governor, since January 1st, we've seen 20,000 people come across the border. We saw what happened on the Texas border last summer, but we need to understand that the problem is not going away. So Governor Greg Abbott told CBS's Face the Nation with Bob Schaefer Sunday. Already this calendar year, since January 1st, we've had more than 20,000 people come across the border, apprehended, unauthorized, and so we have an ongoing problem on the border that Congress must step up to solve. The problem is Obama is down there. We know because the Border Patrol called us, we went and broke it in June of last year, that they load them on the buses in McAllen and Brownsville and every other city. They give them vouchers. They're bused to Democratic areas, Democratic cities, more than 80, well, there's 87 admitted sanctuary cities, Denver, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Chicago, New York City of all places, L.A., and Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and you get there. There's the headline. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere in the U.S. And then once they get to the Catholic churches and the Protestant churches, they get federal money, by the way, Democratic Party homes get $7,000 a month per three people they house. Then they sign them up for welfare. They start giving a cut of the welfare to the families as well. There are people I know all over Austin, lawyers, you name it, that sit on top of groups of hundreds of illegals and then demand basically more dito from them. They've had city council connected family members of city council arrested for baseball batting, you know, basements full of illegals. So this is an underclass being preyed on. Let's get that straight. I don't blame people in collapsing Latin America wanting to get up here. And quite frankly, they have conservative values, but they're being indoctrinated and flipped and turned into operatives to vote, to take the guns, and to complete the takeover of this country. Their CBS News headline. Border Patrol agents advised to release drunk drivers. The memo says it doesn't matter if they kill people, it's not your fault. Of course, common law and state and federal does say that's illegal. But don't worry, a Justice Department memo by the same people that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Do not detain. Isn't this do not detain? And it just goes on to say, if you release them in the memo and they kill somebody, you are free from liability. No, you're not. But see, this is the age of government just doing whatever it wants because a usurper, globalist, foreign mega system is in control. Most of our laws are now written by the UN and then adopted outside of treaty by fiat by local, state, and federal government under UNESCO treaties, under Agenda 21 from 1992 at the Rio Conference, under the Trans-Pacific Partnerships and the Pacific Union and the Asian Union and the North American Union, the Caribbean Union, and all these interlocking systems. There's the headline. Judicial Watch. DHS orders Border Patrol to stop drunk driving arrest, but to continue it for citizens. Now, let's dovetail this open lawlessness, totally unfair, totally discriminatory, as we're merged by stealth into the North American Union. I like Greg Abbott overall. I know folks that know him personally. They say he's the real deal. He's battled Obama shutting down our power plants. He's battled him on the open border. But Abbott needs to come after the cities like Austin, Texas, where he got inaugurated a few weeks ago and they shut down half of downtown. And I've talked to people that have had dinner with Abbott. He knows the whole show. He knows the New World Order. He knows what's going on. But Abbott, you need to talk about this. Look at this headline from austintexas.gov. Austin promotes immigrant-friendly, welcoming environment. Austin's hospitable reputation precedes itself once again with its new initiative designed to ease the transition to life in Austin for international newcomers. They're not even called migrants. They're just called international newcomers. But if you come from a wealthy Western country, let's just say it, it's discriminatory towards whites, they will throw the book at you, and you can't get your Ukrainian bride in, like one caller talked about. You can't get here with your PhD from South Africa if you're white. But if you are from a third world country and you're white with no skills, you can get in. If you're from a Latin American country with no skills, you can get in. If you're from Africa or Asia with no skills, you can get in. It is wide open. If you're destitute, a pregnant mother with two kids who got here on a train, baby, you're golden. Now, there is an event today and tomorrow at the Palmer Event Center. It's totally free. Listen to this headline. Welcoming America, a national grassroots-driven collaborative, yeah, by the Ford Foundation and the feds, works to promote mutual respect and cooperation in communities to help immigrants, they've already told everybody not to use the word illegal alien, and we all do what they say, into a social fabric of their adopted hometowns. Oh, it's their hometown now. And has also been recognized as a 2013 Clinton Global Initiative Commitment to Action. Global Initiative, that's under Agenda 21 United Nations Treaty. See that? That is UN. Austin's immigrant population is a key driver of economic prosperity. Really, look how economic prosperous this country is. This country's collapsing. And as an asset to our entire community, said Natalie Betts, the city of Austin's acting International Economic Development Program Manager. They have a program manager to literally give free food and board and welfare to the illegals. It is, quote, imperative for our continued success that new immigrants feel welcome. That's right, just like they make you feel welcome in other third world countries when you go down there. And at home in Austin, and I'm thrilled to be joining this national initiative to learn new welcoming strategies for our communities. That means how to give them all the welfare, all the free goodies, how to sign them up for everything. Welcoming cities and counties affiliates will share promising practices with each other and serve as a model to help communities across the nation learn from their local level innovations that support economic development and create vibrant global economies, communities that are great places to live, work, and do business. Now I'm going to get into what they're doing at this event and who runs it in the cities that are part of this menialization. Schwarzenegger said 5 years ago when the Copenhagen Treaty failed for global carbon taxes, he said, it doesn't matter. I'm going to head up the global communities initiative to have local towns and cities implement Agenda 21 and the program. And then billionaires like him get city initiative money to build these dormitories that are 240 square feet under UN treaty, where they then house the illegals and pay for everything for them to displace American workers, drive down wages. As we just broke down, 4 out of 10 Americans are one bill from disaster. This is pure economic warfare by the ruling class. We've had professors on to break this down. The one from UC Davis to go over all this. And just the headlines, poor and illegal alien prison riot leaves Texas facility in ruins. Unbelievable. McAllen, Texas. 2,000 inmates riot at South Texas prison. I mean, it is on. Inmates to be transferred after riot. I mean, and that's just where they're holding 2,000 of the aggravated felons. They just released everybody else. I mean, this is implosion level. So they're just doing it. Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, Austin, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland. This is who's part of this UN initiative under the Clintons. Boise, Idaho, Chicago, Illinois, Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, High Point, North Carolina, Lincoln, Nebraska, Macomb County, Michigan, Montgomery County, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, St. Louis, Missouri County. And that's just this initiative. There's 80-plus sanctuary cities. Now, let's go into all the free goodies. Because remember the headline last week. Obama will give illegals, day one, a tax refund, even if they've just gotten here one day before. AP reported illegals, the banks, with no ID, give them home loans. Because it's all there, because the illegals are perfect. They'll work and get a welfare check, the perfect worker. So, because you can't live on the welfare and you can't live on the minimum wage, the illegals come from really hardcore, serious countries and will work hard, but they'll also game the system. And the Ford Foundation, these welcoming committees, train them how to do it. They're not like lazy, poor whites or poor blacks, on average. We've got the numbers, who will just welfare and lay there in a slum. The illegals want a new Chevy truck. They want to go on vacations. They want to go to nice restaurants, especially the Latin American ones. So they'll work two jobs and pull a welfare check. And they'll vote, and they'll become CPS workers, even when they're illegals. They'll become sheriff deputies, even when they're illegals. Look it up. AP reported a lot of illegals are now sheriff deputies. And now California, in just 1 week after the law went into effect, 59,000 immigrants with driver's license in the first month. You read deeper, though, in the AP article. That was actually numbers from the first week. Game over. The globalists have conquered every nation they want, and they're conquering us now. And the thing is, 80% or 81% of the immigrants are from Latin America. That's the favored group. And again, they've killed any type of race consciousness or culture consciousness in any other group. But with the Latin Americans, they hype it and push it because other folks can't hear it because it's another language. It's perfectly under the radar. You drive by and see billboards saying La Reconquista, La Raza. It means the race, the reconquering. You've got immigrant groups from South America saying, I have migrant rights as an indigenous. All this stuff taught out of the universities. So it's not like they're just going to come up here and work. They are becoming vehement collectivists, vehement communists, and being funded by the billionaires. Why is that? Because this is the political takedown game. Because the billionaires are offshore tax exempt. They don't go under this. But if you are a black American, a Hispanic American, a white American, an Asian American, a purple polka-dotted American, a bright green American, I don't care what color your melanin is or where you came from, if you're a citizen or you're playing by the rules, they will screw you over 1,000 different ways. And the Democratic Party has an entire infrastructure like Acorn, Battleground Texas and all the rest of it, and that's who's involved in this, to radicalize and form these people into a cohesive block and to also milk them. Milk them. So this is a gang takeover. And the article continues. Registration, this is today, Monday, February 23rd, 2015. Registration, networking, and continental breakfast. General admission, free. And they go on, it's recommended that you leave room, be nice for the immigrants. So basically, don't come if you're not a legal alien. Well, we're going to go down there and cover it. Our guys are going down there today. I want a crew to go in 1 hour. Registration, networking, and continental breakfast. Networking. First, you identify any troublemakers. That's in the networking. The change agents go around. Austin's multicultural demographic landscape. That's 9 to 10. That was last hour. The economic value of immigration in our community. Yeah, look at the country falling apart. Not immigration is good if they're hardworking and don't get welfare. But when you do, it brings the country down. Breakout. After lunch, the Texas League, executive action and the future potential of immigration reform. Total legalization has already been done by fiat. Breakout 2, career pathways for new Americans. You don't need to get citizenship. You just are. Because you're a Democrat, you're a socialist, you're a globalist. Plannery, best practices in immigration integration. All meals will be provided. free of charge except for your own lunch on February 23rd, 2015. Please note that there is an $8 parking fee at the Palmer Event Center. And if you have questions, please contact Connie Gonzalez, connie.gonzalez@austintexas.gov, or her phone number. 2 weeks advance notice will allow us to provide seamless access. Where is the governor on this, Abbott? I mean, you want the illegals? They're right there being... It's fraud to put an illegal on welfare. It's fraud to help somebody with false IDs. But it's all just done right out in front of everybody. And I guarantee you, when we send our reporters down there, they're going to have reluctant cops down there getting in our face acting like we're criminals. Because we are criminals. When criminals take over, those that aren't criminals are the enemy. What did George Orwell say? In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And when you live in a tyranny, if you lived in Nazi Germany and you were against the Nazis, you'd be called insane. This is America being conquered by global corporations that are doing this all over the world. Flooding. So there you go. Now, if you're a social worker learning how to help the illegals, you've got to pay $10 to go, though. So, but if you're an illegal, you're in like Flynn. Absolutely free. U.S. border agents in Tucson area told to let drunk drivers go free. See, I mean, it's just... But meanwhile, in Australia, national security, we're going to break this down when we come back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent form of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano, now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor.
By the way, folks, Rob Dew, our news director, heard me talking about the Clinton Initiative and saying that was a UN program. So he went to the Welcome to America website the city of Austin links to in the Global Welcoming Initiative, and it is an international innovation award, a partnership between the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations and BMW Group. So BMW is helping finance that. It's also here has the Carnegie Endowment. It's always the same people. Newman's Own Foundation. Yeah, when you buy Paul Newman stuff, it's going to open the borders up, bring people in, and give them free goodies to break the country. And look, they get people like Paul Newman to sign on to this before he died, believing he's helping poor immigrants. That's not what's going on. They use all these well-meaning people. Well, yes, we're Christians. Let's bring the poor Latin American children in and give them everything free as the national debt hits almost $19 trillion. I mean, this is designed to... People go to their mainline Methodist churches now that are begging for money, and then it goes to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're just sucking money off all these well-meaning people. It's totally sick. And then America will collapse into a third-world slum like everywhere else, and the globalists will live in Monte Carlo, Luxembourg, or Switzerland, which do not allow this. And by the way, they're making Australia a safe haven for elites right now. They just voted out carbon taxes. London Guardian. National security. Abbott would revoke, not our Abbott, but the leader of Australia, would revoke citizenship as part of extremism fight, urges Muslim leaders to proclaim Islam as a religion of peace more often and mean it, and says if you engage or try to plan terrorism, you'll have your citizenship revoked. Absolutely. If you're not a born citizen and you commit terrorist acts, ship your butt out. Go kill each other on some desert island. I tell you, if they repeal their gun laws that they passed 20 years in Australia, it's looking better and better. That's another thing, folks. I'm not trying to run from all the immigrants. I'm trying to run from the globalist organizing them into an army of ignorance, a perfect group that doesn't speak English, that are all balkanized in their own little slum-controlled areas run by the big community organizer, Ford Foundation, UN garbage. I mean, this is global governance conquering sovereign nations and conquering the free market right now. This is the global elite that made their money in the robber baron age 150 years ago, pulling up the ladder so the rest of us can't get wealthy. They're teaching you get wealthy by working the system or being on welfare. Before I go any further, it is essential to spread the word about this broadcast. That's why we're growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you. It's having success. Keep spreading the word. Tell the folks about the free podcast, the audio links, local AM and FM affiliates. And go to InfoWarsStore.com, where in the month of February, it ends in a few days, you can get 15% off, it's usually 10% off, with promo code WATER on all the high-quality water filtration systems. The best out there, very affordable, the best for the price, the Pro One and the clearly filtered systems. We have some others as well. They're all excellent. InfoWarsStore.com. Make the commitment to start drinking purified water as much as you can for you and your children and your family. Cut the glyphosates, the fluoride out, and then get the good halogen that blocks the fluoride. That's the survival. Shield X2. Get two bottles of that discounted right now. Get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase that funds the operation, so we salute all of you that are supporting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.